Lewis Watson auf Lux FM und sein schönes Stückchen Into the Wild vom Debüt-Langspiel-Tonträger The Morning, den er nach 5 EPs rausgebracht hat in diesem Jahr. Wir sprechen genau über diese Langspielplatte und auch die Unterschiede zu den vorher aufgenommenen EPs. Wir reden über Social-Media-Plattformen als Karrieremotor. Wir reden über das Gitarrenspiel, das Lewis relativ spät erst für sich entdeckt hat, und über vieles, vieles mehr. First of all, aber nochmal hello and welcome, Lewis.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
God, totally fine, thanks. It's Friday, you know? Thank God it's Friday.
Finally, yeah.
It's only 2.5 hours left and then my weekend starts.
Good, I'm glad.
So where are you getting me to? Yeah. Where are you coming from today?
We came from, Hamburg today.
Oh, wow, cool. And how was the show there?
It was good, thank you. Yeah, it was in a nice, it was apparently the first venue that the Beatles kind of started taking
oh,
over.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing. It was really nice. Great crowd. A lot kind of, they applauded a lot longer than they do in England. So it's very nice. Good for my ego.
Sounds good to me. But I get that a lot, that bands who play their first shows in Germany, they're kind of surprised with how disciplined and nice the crowds are in Germany.
Yeah, they were so very respectful.
Yeah.
You know, kind of silent in the quiet parts and then clapping and dancing in the louder parts. It's amazing. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Congratulations again on your debut LP,
Thank you.
Which you've put out after 5 EPs.
Yes.
Then they were made in the 2 years before that LP. How exciting and different was recording an LP in comparison to the EPs that you've done before?
It's very different. I didn't think it'd be as different at all, but yeah, it was very different. It was kind of there's a lot more discipline, you know. I kind of, with the EPs, I was certain that I wanted them to be really lo-fi and like demos or monitor mixes, so that people could, you know, I didn't want somebody to pick up the second EP and say, yeah, I get it, that's it, you know. And and so we did 5 kind of lo-fi EPs, and then with the album we were then trying to make it sound as good as it can, you know. Uh-huh. And so it's just a different kind of pressure and a different kind of approach to it. But I really enjoyed it, and I'm itching to do the second one now. I can't wait.
So you re-recorded all the songs that, because some of the songs on the LP have been on the EPs before, you recorded different versions.
Yes, so there were 4 tracks from the previous EPs on the album, which we completely re-recorded and then remixed, just because, again, I wanted them to be a different version, you know. I didn't just want to repackage them and put them on the album. So yeah, we re-recorded those.
Yeah, it's a good idea, man.
Thank you.
And the title, I have to say, is not as funny as the titles of your previous EPs, like, because your very first EP was titled, it's got 4 sad songs on it, by the way.
Yes.
And I think that's a brilliant, maybe one of the most brilliant titles for an EP or an LP that I've ever heard.
Thank you.
But that you choose The Morning for a title, which is a more serious title, that has to do with a more serious approach that you took.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was just, you know, like I said, I would only ever get one first album, and I didn't want to, you know, I really wanted to make sure that I was very happy with it, and I would still be happy with it, you know, in 20 years' time. Yeah. So I went with The Morning is a lyric that pops up quite a few times on the album, and I found that it was kind of, every time I listened to the album to make sure it was as I wanted it, it was a lyric that just kept popping up. I went for that. And The Morning is like the first part of the day, and this is my first album.
Yeah.
There are many different things, but yeah, I was thinking about doing a funny one, but I think that, you know, in 40 years' time, I might not like that as much. So.
No worries. I think you can. You're allowed to take your first LP seriously.
Just
no problem. On your very first EP, your songs were set out like a story.
Yes.
Is there something like that happening on the LP as well, apart from The Morning popping up all over there, here and there?
Well, not so much. I think it takes, I kind of don't have the talent to make an album into a story, you know. I think it's a really hard thing.
Yeah.
And you know, we had done the EPs for 2.5 years, and whilst we were doing those EPs, we were also kind of just recording the album tracks when we could, and that, because we took that approach, it became quite hard to then structure them as a story.
Yeah.
But with the first EP, it kind of just happened by accident, to be honest. And I mean, it was just the way I wrote the songs, you know. I was going through, the first EP is like a little moment in my life, I guess. And I just wrote the songs as they happened. And you know, as it happens, they turned out to be that story. So yeah, I was really happy that it did.
Oh, cool. Also, Lewis Watson ist ein fleißiger Typ, haben wir schon gelernt. Nach 5 EPs hat jetzt die LP The Morning fertig, die ein bisschen mehr Hi-Fi klingt als die ersten EPs. Deswegen ist auch der Titel ein bisschen ernster mit The Morning als der zum Beispiel der ersten EP It's Got Four Sad Songs On It, By The Way, den ich aber immer noch super finde. Jetzt hat man die Stücke, die auf den vorherigen EPs waren, nochmal aufgenommen für diese LP und dann nochmal ein bisschen Hi-Fi-Varianten gemacht. Und im Gegensatz zur ersten EP gibt es aber jetzt nicht unbedingt ein Konzept, das sich durch die ganze Platte schlängelt. Nur das Wörtchen The Morning kommt halt relativ häufig vor und das war auch der Grund, warum Lewis Watson die LP so genannt hat. Gleich geht's hier weiter mit einer Live-Performance von Lewis und seinem Backing-Chor. Vorher spielen wir nochmal von der Platte sein Stückchen Stay. Lewis Watson wird auch gleich noch ein paar Tickets raushauen für seine Show heute Abend im Kometen. Hit the drummer, get wicked! Lewis Watson auf Lux FM mit seinem schönen Stückchen Stay. I've read that you'd been a fan of poetry and actually a poet before you started playing the guitar. And went into the music department.
Yeah, so I mean, this is when I was like 9. I really got into poetry. It was my first kind of experience of words that were written to rhyme and for a story. Cool. And it just really appealed to me. I really enjoyed that. So yeah, I started writing poems before I picked up the guitar.
Poems were my first love.
Well, yeah, you could say that. Yeah. I mean, I had a few first loves, to be honest, but I really enjoyed poetry.
But does that help working efficiently with lyrics?
Yeah,
because You've started playing the guitar like 6 or 7 years ago. That's crazy to me.
Five years ago, that's even
more crazy.
Sorry.
So you're already touring the world, basically.
Yeah.
But I write some music as well, and I never have problems to find a melody or find the right beat. But I think lyrics are pretty hard to do.
Yeah.
Words don't come easy to put song in here. You know what I'm saying?
No, definitely. I think they're the hardest part. And also the part that mean the most to me, to be honest. So I think it gave me a little leg up, I guess, because I had practiced for so many years, you know, putting words into that kind of medium before. It was helpful, definitely. Yeah.
Because I mean, even writing poems or being a poet has to do with working that stuff
and
practicing and doing more and more and more poems, and eventually you will have a beautiful one.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I haven't had a good one.
No,
yet,
no, no, so. No. That's not what I wanted to say. I'm sorry. I was talking more about the thing as a whole. So another thing I found out today is that you did consider 60 to 70 songs for this album. Is that true?
Yes, I was writing for quite a long time whilst, you know, the album was kind of the main goal, the final goal, but at the time we were touring and I was doing the EPs and you know, recording for the EPs and the album as well. So I was just writing and we had this kind of big build-up of songs. And in the end, I think we had a playlist of like 92 songs, Some of them were like repeats. Doubles, duplicates, but we had a quite a large amount of songs to pick
from. And how hard was it to pick the right ones for you?
I mean, it was definitely a good problem to have. Rather than picking from 9 songs, I was glad it was.
We have to pick 12 out of 9 songs.
But it was quite tough because, you know, I'm attached to all of these songs in different ways. And so it was quite hard to decide which ones will never be heard, you know. Yeah. It's quite tough, but like I said, a really good problem to have, definitely.
And maybe you can go back and visit those songs again one day.
Because of that, I think we've already got, you know, like 2/3 of the next album written, really. So that's, it was a really, like I said, a great problem to have. Not a problem at
it's
all.
It's going to be called High Noon.
because that's brunch, 11
That's a good idea. Now, you brought your acoustic guitar.
Yes, sir.
And a beautifully looking backing choir.
Of course. The band.
The band. also known as The Band.
The Band.
And I want you to play us a song. How would that be? Give me
one
second to get away of the super hardcore talking part compression. And let me put on a little smoother music compression. So here we go. Lewis Watson live off Lux FM.
We said some things we didn't mean. lost, there is no in between. From where we're standing, I think we both know. Maybe we're better off alone. Trying to climb these narrow stairs, we stop ourselves from splitting hairs. Maybe it's time that we gave up the ghost. Maybe we're better off alone. No lilac, no lilac, daylight gone. We got fire on our tongues, we've got nowhere left in our lungs. And if we're done, then I'll come. I feel love, when did our hearts turn to stone? Is all that's left just skin and bone? And if we're done, then I'll come. I feel love, I feel love, I feel love. Ooh. Under the bridge on Castle Street, we wrote our names in the concrete heat. Ooh. But it's all different now, and we both know. Maybe we're better off alone. No lilac, no lilac, daylight gone. No lilac, no lilac to take me home. Ooh. We got fire on our tongues, we've got nowhere left in our lungs. And if we're done, then I'll come. I feel love, when did our hearts turn to stone? Is all that's left just skin and bone? And if we're done, then I'll come. I feel love, I feel love, I feel love, I feel love. We got fire on our tongues, we've got nowhere left in our lungs. And if we're done, then I'll come. I feel love, I feel love. When did our hearts turn to stone? Is all that's left just skin and bone? And if we're done, then I'll come. I feel love, I feel love, I feel love.
Stadium applause for Lewis Watson and his band. That was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you as well back there. Beautifully looking band. Wer heute Abend da hingehen möchte zu Lewis Watson im Kometen und sich das Ganze live reinziehen möchte, der kann jetzt ganz schnell anrufen. Unter der 030 2000 9000 Berlin. 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück, und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Lewis Watson heute Abend im Kometen. Lewis, please come back as soon as possible.
Sure, thanks so much.
I want more of
us.
All this. That was beautiful. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers.